Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, we take a look at the JCDC's Visual Arts Exhibition. The Ministry of Youth and Culture recently launched its annual Visual Arts Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. The exhibition, spearheaded by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, is scheduled to continue through to December 22. It showcases a variety of award-winning pieces selected from the 2013 Visual Arts Competition, which got underway in September. JCDC's Visual Arts Competition is a launching pad for talented artists and provides numerous opportunities for exposure. This year's competition saw over 200 entries from over 100 youth and adult artists. Members of the public are encouraged to visit the Jamaica Conference Center and view the pieces from the competition. The exhibition is open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and is free to the public. Persons can also participate in a series of activities on special days dubbed Main Audience Days.
The theme for this year is Jamaican Made, M-A-D-E, which stands for Jamaican Main Audience Day Experience. And what we're doing is not just to have an exhibition for persons to come and view, but we're making it an interactive and a fun exhibition.
Director of Marketing at the JCDC, Stephen Davidson. On Thursday, December 12, the JCDC staged a Students Arts Day Out, which targeted students and teachers from schools island-wide. The event included a Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC Teacher Workshop, Artist Talk, Public Voting, Alternative Art Fashion Show, Live Performances, Art Olympics, and Giveaways. The next Main Audience Day will be held on Wednesday, December 18.
We'll have a lunch or concert between 12:30 and 1:30, and of course, there are various performances that will be had during that lunch or concert, so we invite the companies to come out and, you know, to have lunch with us on that day. The final Main Audience Day will be the 22nd, which is the last day of the exhibition, where we'll have the award ceremony. So we have received over 200 entries in photography, in video art, drawings, ceramics, sculptures, fine art, and paintings. And so what is on exhibition is the award-winning pieces. So on the 22nd, those awards will be given out.
The award ceremony will start at 3 p.m. Sunday, December 22. Highlights of the day include display booths from various organizations, interactive activities and entertainment, giveaways, and public voting for the viewer's choice piece. Mr. Davidson is inviting members of the public to support the exhibition and participate by either casting their votes for their favorite piece of work on display or by contributing to the Make It and Share It initiative.
We are inviting members of the public to create a gift for a child for Christmas. We are in partnership with the CDA, and we're making donations of handmade gifts. And you can drop off your gifts at the exhibition between the 8th and the 18th. So want persons to participate in that, and all those gifts that we collect, they will go towards children from in the western end of the country.
Director of Marketing at the JCDC, Stephen Davidson. That's it for this week's edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hanno, Minister of Youth and Culture. There are times when the state has to exercise its responsibility and intervene in matters pertaining to our children. For the safety and protection of our children, part of that intervention might include the removal of a child from his or her home. It is never our intention to break up families. In fact, we believe that the home is the best environment for all children, and we try our best to ensure that children remain with their families. The care and protection of children is the responsibility of both parents. So let us work together to build strong families and loving homes.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. And so I learned to
depend on. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.